بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وقال تعالى ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening to home of the receiver, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَهُ ذِكْرًا وَأَتْقَاهُمْ لَهُ قَلْبًا. That those people who are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His servants are those who make His dhikr excessively. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَهُ ذِكْرًا. They are always making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَتْقَاهُمْ لَهُ قَلْبًا. And they have piety in their hearts. So they are most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have taqwa. They are most fearing of Allah ta'ala. This taqwa is embedded in their hearts. Their tongues are moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says, these are the people who are the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, the great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say that that person who is always engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will enter Jannah smiling. He will enter Jannah smiling because he will see the rewards of being a zakir. Person in making dhikr, he's connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are taking the name, the most beloved, the most beautiful, the most sweet name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are remembering your creator, your Rabb, your benefactor, your provider, your guardian, your protector, your most beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we mentioned previously also many times, that la yaqudu qawmun yadhkurun Allah, that no group of people sit making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa nazalat alayhim as-sakinah wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahmah wa haffatuhum al-mala'ika wa dhakarahum Allah fi man 'indah. When people are sitting making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sakina, peace and tranquility descends upon them. The angels surround such a gathering. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy envelops this gathering. And Allah makes mention of this gathering. In the gathering of the angels, Allah boasts to the angels about these bandas of his, these servants of his who are remembering him. That despite the different challenges we have in this world, the difficulties, our weaknesses, deficiencies, it is only through the tawfiq of Allah, the fadl and karam of Allah, Allah gives his bandas and his bandis the opportunity, the chance to remember him. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is such a great ibadat. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually boasts to the angels that see my servants. They are remembering me. Another hadith mentioned in Bukhari. The meaning of this hadith is the gist of the hadith, which we have mentioned many times previously also. It's a reminder to refreshen ourselves, to make us understand the ahmiyat, the importance of dhikrullah. Dhikrullah nowadays has been taken not so seriously. It is not given that importance and significance that the Salaf al-Salihin used to give. Check all the kitabs in tasawuf and tazkiyatul nafs and see the lives of all of our pious predecessors. The salient feature in the ibadat was dhikrullah. They knew and they understood the purports of the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exhorting, encouraging, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in this hadith, it is mentioned that Allah has certain angels, inna lillahi malaikatan. They are surplus, fudulan. They are surplus. The only job is yaltamisuna. They are seeking hilqa dhikr. the gatherings of Dhikrullah. They go wandering about, yatufun, they are checking where they can find those people who are sitting at those assemblies of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those zakireen, they are making the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They are taking His name, they are reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. They are making dua, they are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These angels then go to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah knows well, but Allah asks His angels, that how did you find my servants? What were they engaged in? What type of activity they were doing when you left them? And the angels will say that, oh Allah, they were remembering you. And they were making your tasbih, they were glorifying you. They were praising you. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels, did they see me? He said, no, oh Allah. Oh my malaika, had they seen me, what would be the condition? The angels say they would make more dhikr of you, oh Allah. If they are to see you, they'll make more zikr. And like that, Allah says, what are they asking? And the angels say, they are asking for Jannah. Have they seen Jannah? No. If they had to see Jannah, the angels say, oh Allah, then they will be asking more for Jannah. And what are they seeking refuge from? Oh Allah, they're seeking refuge from Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? Oh Allah, they haven't seen Jahannam. If they had to see Jahannam, what would they do? Oh Allah, they seek more refuge from Jahannam. Allah then tells the angels, Inni ushidukum, that I am making you witness. Allah doesn't require any witnesses. But Allah shows us the importance of such people who are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How close and how beloved they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni ushidukum, anni qad ghafartu lahum, that I have forgiven all of them. And another narration, very similar in the riwayat, the angel then say, oh Allah, there is a certain person, he is khata, he's sinful. Jalasa fihim, he just sat there. One riwayat says he was going past and he just sat there. He had some other hajat, he didn't come for dhikr. What about him? Is he also forgiven? Allah says, yes. He is also forgiven because of the other participants and all the other people who are making my dhikr. Hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. Whoever sits with them, that person also won't be deprived. So beloved are those making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah is such that it is the polish of the heart. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ saqala. وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a polish. You see, when we commit sins, then there is a sin that comes, there is a black spot that comes into our heart. And this black spot just grows in size, it becomes bigger. And when we commit various types of sins, this heart, actually the spiritual heart, becomes rusted. كَلَّا بَلْغَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah has mentioned this in the Qur'an. That the hearts actually become corroded, rusted spiritually. And therefore Rasulullah shows us the polish of this heart is Dhikrullah. It will cleanse and purify this heart. So Dhikrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in various ayat of the Qur'an. And wherever Allah talks about, commands us to make Dhikr, then dhikr, you must make dhikr in abundance. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Wa dhakirin allaha kathira wa dhakira. Throughout, Allah wants us to engage in this ibadah excessively. Ulama have mentioned that the most sweetest and the most joyous thing that any people who have gained any enjoyment from is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that can be more enjoyable than taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is so easy. It is akhafu ma'una. It costs nothing to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not hard on the body. It's not hard on the tongue. It's light on the tongue. We don't have to endure any hardship in making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have to go through any expenses. Dhikr of Allah, we're sitting so calmly and taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet it draws us so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Himself says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me and I will remember you. Imagine, what else do we want? If Allah is saying that I am remembering you, Somebody goes for Umrah and he says, I remembered you at the Multazam. How happy you become. I remembered you whilst I made my Umrah, whilst I made Tawaf, or at Rawdah Mubarak, I conveyed your salam, you become excited, elated. Yeah, Allah Himself is remembering us. Person who makes dhikr of Allah is that he's gaining the ma'iyat of Allah. How we say, inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those who are patient. The ma'iyat. Ma'iyat means to be with. Allah is with the person who is taking his name. The hadith of Rasulullah says, ana ma'a abdi. I am with my servant. Idha taharrakat bi shafatahu. When his lips are moving, taking my name. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned that when a sahabi asked him, ayyul a'mali afdal, which action is best, is antamuta walisanuka ratban min dhikrillah, that you leave this world in such a condition that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah. It is not difficult. Whether you have a tasbih or don't have a tasbih, your tongue is making the dhikr of Allah. You are becoming mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the purpose of dhikr. Yurdi Rahman, it pleases Allah. يُزِيلُ الْهَمَّ وَالْغَمْ It removes grief and sorrow from the heart of the person. You've got different type of worries and problems, whatever it is. The sukoon that a person gets, look at this now, right now we'll take the name of Allah. Allah accept it. Allah gave us this chance. It's such a serene feeling. What a beautiful feeling. You close your eyes and you ponder over the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah. You forget all your worries and all your sorrows, and zikrullah gives you some type of enjoyment. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah says, behold, hearken, listen very carefully. The hearts become content, serene, they enjoy some serenity with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama explain that a zakir is like a fish in the sea. When a person is making dhikr, the example is given that he is like a fish in the sea. And the moment you remove this fish out of the sea, it becomes restless. Izakir without dhikr, he becomes bechain. So even if he's not making dhikr with his tongue, his heart is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His actions also, they are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His limbs also carry out and execute the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have mentioned, the Salafi Salihin have mentioned, the dhikr, yunawwiru al-qalb. It brings nur to the heart. It creates a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings shock in the heart and hub for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi in Bayan al-Quran explains the sabab of itminan of the qalb. Why do these hearts gain serenity and peace and tranquility? It is because Allah illuminates these hearts. Allah actually illuminates these hearts of ours when we take His beloved name. So when that happens, it automatically brings serenity, peace, calm, tranquility to the person. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned about dhikr in the Quran. Allah has commanded us in various ayat. And Rasulullah has encouraged making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ The example of the person who's taking the name of Allah. He's a dhakir, he's making the dhikr of Allah. And one who is not making the dhikr of Allah is like a person who is alive and one who is dead. Person who's not making the dhikr of Allah is like a dead person, he's useless. But the one who is engaged in the dhikr of Allah, he is like a person who is alive. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, that people, their bodies are alive, but their hearts are dead. تَمُوتُ الْقُلُوبُ وَتَحْيَ الْأَبْدَانِ Hearts have become dead. So to give life to this heart again, to rekindle this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to enlighten our heart, to bring this nur again, we have to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it passionately. Enjoy taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith, it is mentioned again, importance of dhikrullah. Hafiz Munziri rahmatullahi alayhi, in his famous kitab At-Targhib Al-Tarhib, he's mentioned a narration where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded Yahya bin Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam with certain things, and among the things he commands him, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him the importance of his dhakir. He says, a person who is being chased by enemies, the enemies are pursuing a person, and they are right behind him. They're chasing him. They're moving at a very fast pace. He's running for his life, and they're going to attack him. And he finds a fort, and he manages to conceal himself and lock himself in this fortified building, in this fort. And now he protects himself in this way. And so when the enemy come, they are unable to attack him, and they go away. Like that, it is Shaitan who is your adu, your enemy. And he's pursuing you. He's trying to attack you. He's chasing you. He doesn't want to see your success. He wants to see your downfall. He wants to hurt you. He wants you to fail. But when you lock yourself in this fortified fort of dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, then Shaitan fails. This is the power of dhikrullah. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, where Rasulullah explains who is a dhakir, kalmuqatili khalf al-farreen, like a mujahid who is fighting behind people from his own army who are running away from the battlefield. So they are running away because they are scared of the enemy, and the enemy is attacking. But this person now is behind him, and he goes forward. He lunges forward. He is displaying his bravery. And he is not giving up. He is steadfast. So a zakir is like amidst people who are running away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. They are living a life of ghaflat. They are moving away. But a zakir is still standing firm. He is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, like shajaratun khadra, like a lush, beautiful tree. And this tree is amidst trees that are yabisa, dry. All the other trees around this tree, they are dry. They're going to be destroyed. They have no benefit whatsoever. But amidst all these dry trees, stand this tree, green, lush. Like that is a zakir. He's alive. He's taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People around him, the environment may be dead, but he is still taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, like a lantern, a lamp, around darkness, there's only darkness prevailing around this lamp and this light, and the zakir is this light. And he is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many virtues of dhikrullah. From all the action that has been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Anja min azabillah. The one that will give you the most protection and save you from the azab of Allah is dhikrullah. So especially in times of fitna and fasad, a believer, a zakir, should now pump his heart with dhikrullah and make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And this will lighten his heart, brighten his heart. Sins will be washed away from his heart. He'll gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَجْلِبُ السُّرُورِ وَالْبَهْجَى. Dhikr will bring happiness to his heart, serenity, calmness, tranquility, peace of mind. In fact, he's mentioned يَجْلِبُ الرِّزْقِ. It will bring rosy for him also. So great fawaid and benefits have been mentioned by Salaf al-Saliheen. And the gist of all these malfuzat and mawa'iz is that we have to become mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with mudawamat continuously and excessively, so that even when the person becomes, sometimes he forgets, then because he was so accustomed to making the dhikr of Allah, he will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will gain the marifat of Allah. And the person gains the marifat of Allah, he gains the love of Allah. Such a person is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Salaf al-Salih had mentioned, imagine a person lived in this world and he leaves this world without gaining the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great loss this would be. You lived in this world for so many years and you still leave this world without recognizing your Creator. May Allah give us His marifat. May Allah make us true dhakirin and make His zikr in abundance. May Allah Ta'ala accept our sitting here and make it be solely for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. These halaqat of zikr for ta'aleem for us, that not only on a certain day of the week we're making zikr, every day we make the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Ruh Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله ما لغناكم ما عفرما ما لخطاكم ما عفرما يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله you are most merciful most kind my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Every single guna we committed, my Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly. The darkest of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the sins we committed, my Allah. You are watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not expose us, my Allah. You are ghafar adhunub, satar al-uyub. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Before maut comes to us, ya Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. That when we return to you, we must have a clean slate, my Allah. Eh, Malik-i-Kareem, hum to bohat kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we make promises to you and we break those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us in these times of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Make us true zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, we've got different hajats, my Allah. Somebody sitting here, ya Allah, or some mother or sister at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah. You know exactly, ya Allah, what our needs are, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Some person has got a financial problem, my Allah. He's in debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help him, ya Allah, to pay off his debts, my Allah. Some person is sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got different types of diseases and illnesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them complete shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, they are young people who want to get married, my Allah. They are looking for suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is running out, my Allah. They are growing older and older, my Allah. Ya Allah, find them suitable partners. Give them a life full of barakat and happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, some people have got a depression problem, my Allah. Remove the depression, my Allah. Eh, Malik-i-Kareem, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, baril jannatul baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who the water of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Protect the iman. Keep us on qaim on deen, steadfast on deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us love deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Mubarak months are coming now, my Allah. Give us barakat in these months. Ramadan will come soon, my Allah. Give us the health, give us afiyat and sihat, and make us enjoy Ramadan, my Allah. Every moment of Ramadan, my Allah. And bless us and give us a full reward, my Allah. Hey, Malik-i-Kareem, again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi A'zam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Ya Allah, by that name of yours, ya Allah, if we make dua taking that name, you will answer our duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are those weak servants of yours, my Allah. You give us a chance now to make your zikr, my Allah. You give us a chance to make durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help our Muslim brothers and sisters, our masoom children in Palestine. Ya Allah, the enemy are going crazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no word to describe them, my Allah. Eh, Malik-i-Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy the enemy, ya Allah. Destroy them, Allah. Destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have got ajeeb and ghareeb ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the control of the world. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help the Muslims. Give them victory, my Allah. Give them afiyat. Give them rahat. Give them sukoon. The shuhada. Give them jannatul firdaus. Those who are still remaining, Allah, keep them steadfast on deen.
give them happiness, my Allah. Allah, they've got no food, you feed them, my Allah. You nourish them, my Allah. They've got no clothes, you clothe them, my Allah. They've got no homes, you give them homes, my Allah. Allah, we've reached a stage that the entire world is just watching, my Allah. The enemy is taking such advantage, my Allah. Unko hala kar diji. Allah, destroy the enemy now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We are weak, ya Allah. We have ujlat in us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Hum kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't see our masoom children suffering like this, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many women have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have become orphans, my Allah. They've got nothing left, my Allah. But my Allah, they are still saying, Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakil. They've got a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The special ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps some person, ameen, in this majma, ya Allah. You will have pity on some person, you accept this dua, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع الرحيم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.